listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hazard, Kentucky, Perry County Central High School and the Johns Combs Arena as the Montgomery County Indians get ready to compete. And they call it the Big Lou Classic, and the games have been going on all day here, and games are on schedule. They're playing at some different sites around the area today, and just recently, what a game, Knott County Central beating Perry Valley, West Virginia, 65-64 in the game that was just completed here moments ago. Now the Montgomery County Indians, a depleted Montgomery County squad, is going to take on a Hazard team that has yet to lose this season. And Ivan Rawls is standing by with the head coach right now.
Thanks, Dan. I'm here with the head coach for the Montgomery County High School, Coach Jason Mays. And Coach, part of being a coach is crisis management, learning how to deviate when things change a little bit. And definitely, you're in that spot here in the last 2 weeks with just the help of the team right now. And no exception to tonight, coming into tonight's matchup.
You're right. I mean, we have to be careful. We can't justify our poor play on the floor with situations like right now, because that's fool's gold, and that leads to pity, and we can't do that. So tonight's goal is to have fun, have a spirit of competitiveness about us, and we're not going to play that scoreboard. We're going to play for each other. We're going to be free. I'm going to stay positive over on the sideline, and I'm just going to cheer and encourage these boys, and I just want to play the hearts out and see what happens. But let me add something here, Ivan. So the reason we're down here in Hazard is the head coach here, Shannon Hoskins at Perry Central, his brother was Louie Hoskins, who was a really good friend of mine. Shannon and I were roommates in college at Georgetown, and this is a classic named after Big Lou, right? And he died of cancer not too long ago. He's been so good to youth basketball in Perry County and Eastern Kentucky. He ran all kinds of AAU programs. He coached high school teams. He was a really good, humble, loving man. And so I just wanted to pay some homage to him and his family.
It's a good environment. A slate of good matchups that they've had last night and again today. It's a great opportunity for your young men to come out here and experience this in a beautiful facility.
Yeah, I mean, this is, at one time, this was one of the facilities. It's got a little age on it now, but I think they still had the regional tournament here, if I'm not mistaken. But, it's just an honor to be here, and we're just going to lace them up, play as hard as you can. We'll probably play close to everybody on our bench, if not everybody on our bench. And I just want to have fun. You know, we can turn this adversity into something that creates like a bond that we couldn't have created otherwise.
Well, and coaches are always saying, hey, when your opportunity comes, you got to be ready for it. And you got a few guys I know right off the bat will get that opportunity, like guys that you've been trying to get incorporated early on in this season, and get a chance to see them against a good opponent.
Yeah. We got Isaiah's coming. You know, he needs to do a little things better, but he knows that. We're going to start Dane. Dane plays really hard every minute he's in. He's a good defender. He's got to learn to play under control a little bit more defensively. We're going to play Matthew, one of our seniors, you know, and Price was in the gym for 2 hours today shooting, you know, and it's just like they're all good kids, so they deserve an opportunity. But, you know, part of competitive athletics is fair but not always equal when it comes to playing time. But tonight they're going to have fair and equal playing time for the most part.
But you find yourself maybe managing this game a little differently than you would if you had your regular starters?
I mean, we may play, you know, we're making adaptations. You know, we got to rebound the ball against these guys, especially this line. We're that cold. But this is a good team. This is an undefeated team. They're one of the top three or four teams in the 14th region. Number five, Eversole's a really good player. Junior is averaging over 20 points a game. So, you know, we got our hands full. I mean, we got our hands full if we have everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, let's make sure we state that, you know. We just can't fall victim to feeling sorry for ourselves. We have to try to grow through discomfort, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight. Thank you. That's Jason Mays, head coach for the Indians of Montgomery County. Coming up 13 and a half minutes in this matchup between the Hazard Bulldogs and the Montgomery County Indians. The Indians taking the show on the road tonight here on the campus of Perry County Central, and on with the Big Lou Classic here, the ARH Big Lou Classic. We're going to take a two-minute timeout when we return. We'll get a chance to talk to legendary head coach for the Hazard Bulldogs, Coach Alan Holland. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Bulldogs are currently standing at 8-0 on the season, coming into tonight's game under Coach Alan Holland, who is a top 10 coach in all-time wins in the state of Kentucky. And now the head coach of the Hazard Bulldogs, where he has been now for a number of seasons. I was getting ready to catch up with the Hazard head coach here in just a minute and get his pregame comments. He's wearing a boot on his right foot, so he's hobbled a little bit, but his team certainly hasn't been this season, running off to that 8-0 record. The closest game that they have had was just this past evening. Last night at the Hazard Gym, 48-35, they beat Letcher County Central in that contest. They've been winning rather easily every time out before last night. And right now, let's go down to Ivan with the Hazard head coach.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Hazard Bulldogs, legendary coach Alan Holland. And coach, you've seen the many different variations of or additions of Hazard Bulldog basketball. Talk about this edition of Hazard Bulldogs coming into this season.
Well, we're excited. You know, we lost five of our top seven from last year, and got two returning starters back, Evan Sean Eversole and Seth Kyler. They both had averages double figures for us last year. They have played well for us. Other than that, we don't have any seniors. Got a lot of youth. Got several sophomores play quite a bit. A couple freshmen come in, so it's kind of a building mode for us, trying to gather ourselves, see where we're going to be at. But it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Is there an aspect to the game early on that you said, we really got to get better at this, even with the success that we're having early on? We've got to get better if we want to attain our ultimate goal.
Get a little more consistent with our shot selection. Usually, sometimes you got to pass up a good shot to get a better shot. And time and score in the game means a lot. And it just takes time for those guys to learn all of that.
Your matchup tonight against Montgomery County and out of Region 4. What do you know about Montgomery County? What do you expect in this matchup tonight?
We start off with a real coach. Coach does a great job in tradition, Montgomery County tradition. From my understanding, I think they've got a player out, outstanding player. We just got to play and play our game. And, you know, they throw some 1-3-1 at you, put some pressure on the ball. We got to handle the pressure. We got youth out front, so that's going to be important how we handle that pressure.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Al Holland, the head coach for the Bulldogs at the Hazard. We're going to take a two-minute time now. We'll return, Dan. I'll get you set up for this matchup here at the ARH Big Lou Classic on the campus of Perry County Central. It's the Hazard Bulldogs, the Montgomery County Indians. You're listening to Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
We talked about the Montgomery County's depleted troops, and let's start at the point guard, Ethan Dunn, who has a sprained ankle that he was suffered right at the end of the game last night, and the Indians lost to Bourbon County at home. And so Dunn is sidelined. He is on crutches. They do think that there's even a possibility, though, that he could be back next week, but he is certainly not going to play tonight, and very tentative, I would think, even for next week. You get past him, and you come to Tace Jarvis. And Jarvis with a sprained ankle, and he hopes to be back next week for the Gateway Holiday Classic. And then the most recent player to fall out of the lineup is Luke Fawns, who has a problem with his thumb and really needs to have some tests done before he comes back and plays again. Hopefully it's not going to be anything serious, but they want to make sure before he tries to play again, and certainly in a position right now where even catching the ball a bit painful and could potentially be more damaging if he continues to play until he has those tests done. So you're talking about three starters, leading scorer, second leading scorer, third leading scorer, sidelined from this Montgomery County lineup, and it's going to fall on Brecken Decker, the senior, certainly to step up in a big way to try to keep this team competitive tonight against the Hazard Bulldogs, who come in having won by 56, 28, 47, 36, 36, and 36, three games in a row, 45, and then 13. On average, they're outscoring the opposition 61.4 points to 33 points a game. They're giving up only 33 a game, and a Montgomery County team that already struggling to score just a little bit, and you figure that that's going to be the biggest challenge for the Indians tonight, and particularly in Brecken Decker and Dawson Gentry. And Isaiah Rowlett, 6'3 freshman, going to have to step up and try to add some to the offense. We expect to see senior Matt Willoughby a little bit. Cole Rose expected to be in the starting lineup, and Dane Clutie will be in that starting lineup as well. So it's going to be kind of a bit of a makeshift for the Indians tonight. And as Coach Jason Mazin said, let's try to have fun as best we can and try to make this a competitive game down the stretch against a Hazard team that has size, they have scoring ability, and they are young. They will not have a senior take the floor tonight. Everybody they have, and their leading scorer is a junior, 6'5", Evan Eversole, and he's averaging just over 20 points per game coming in tonight's contest. And Seth Caudill, another outstanding player, and he is he's averaging about 14 points a game coming into tonight's contest. Beautiful facility here, the John C. Combs Arena. When you drive up, I mean, it's a very impressive place to pull up to, and the seating capacity in the neighborhood of 4,500 fans that you can get in here, and it has been the site of a 14th regional tournaments before. And again, now all of a sudden, you wouldn't think it'd be beginning to get a little bit of age on it, but still excellent place to play. You got plenty of room around the playing floor here. No problem at all with that. Again, we're getting started a bit early tonight because the games have been on track, and we'll be back. We'll have the introductions of our starting lineups coming up right after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Hey.
Alan Holland has 723 career coaching wins. He's just three behind Don Parson, who coached down at Western Kentucky. Let's go down now to our public address announcer for starting lineups.
Once again, welcome everyone to John C. Combs Arena and the Big Lou Classic, sponsored by ARH. Tonight's game features the Hazard Bulldogs taking on the Montgomery County Indians. First, the starting lineup for the visitors on the scoreboard, Montgomery County. Number 11, Brecken Decker. Number 12, Isaiah Rolette. Number 14, Dawson Gentry. Number 20, Dane Klute. And number 30, Cole Rose. The Indians are coached by Jason Mays. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Hazard Bulldogs. Number 2, Dalton Combs. Number 5, Evan Eversole. Number 13, Seth Cottle. Number 20, Caden Ramey. And number 40, Kenyon Higgins. The Bulldogs are coached by Al Holland. Your officials for tonight's game, Keith Morgan, Brian Napier, and Benny Campbell.
All right, so we are ready to go. One familiar official to us tonight, Keith Morgan, here working the game. A much slimmer Keith Morgan, might we add. And the Indians are in gray uniforms tonight with white numerals with some blue trim. Hazard in their very light gold uniforms. A dark blue numeral and lettering on their uniforms. Montgomery County in this first half will be moving from left to right. Decker into jump center against Eversole, who has a big height advantage. Tip control by Eversole. Slapped it in backcourt and got the ball back there to Caden Ramey, a little 5'9 sophomore. Hands it off to Caudill. Now they try to go inside, and Decker picks off the pass. So Montgomery County comes down, creating a turnover on the first Hazard possession tonight. Here is Gentry on the left wing. Tries to drive in, gives back to Rallet, who fires a three that bounces off, and the rebound is taken by Eversole. Indians with a chance there to draw first blood, couldn't do it. And now with the ball is Ramey. Ramey out near the timeline. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively. Looking over to the bench is Caudill. Caudill dribbling at long range, and now we get a foul. I thought we had a foul called, or did we just? There's going to be a foul. The foul goes against Dalton Combs. Away from the ball, and the Indians get the ball back again. Now, Decker struggling to try to get the ball, and as Gentry got it into Decker, he's right on the sideline, dropped it out of bounds. So the Indians turn it over. Those are the kind of mistakes. When you get to Gentry and Decker making a mistake, you're in trouble. Tonight here inside, Eversole powering toward the basket. Ball gets knocked away. He missed the shot. It goes out of bounds. It'll be the Indians' ball. Montgomery County really contesting 6'5 junior Evan Eversole. And now full court press applied. Here is Decker with it. He's going to have to handle the ball and brings it up all the way down against Ramey. Now backs away. Looks over the defense. Rose comes out to set a screen for him. And now we get a moving pick that's going to go against Cole Rose. And I don't know. I don't really like that call because there wasn't enough. They both were so far from the basketball when that happened, and he's just rolling away from him. I mean, wasn't like there was much contact at all on that play, but Indians give it up on the offensive foul, and we played a minute, 20 seconds. There's a ball into Eversole, who goes toward the basket, puts it up and in, just power move by Eversole on the right side, and Hazard is on the board, leading 2-0.
That's why ball pressure is going to be so key tonight, Dan, to try to eliminate some of those looks into Eversole down in that low block area.
Here's Decker working. goes all the way in under the basket and just dribble the ball off his foot and out of bounds. Under pressure, might we add. And the Indians have three turnovers in the first minute 42 of tonight's game. And now Eversole's going to come down. He's going to dribble it across the timeline. Guarded by Decker. Wants to... Now he hands it off to Caudill. Now moving into the lane, they give it back on the perimeter, and a three is up and good by Dalton Combs. And all of a sudden it's 5-0. Hazard with the lead, and the press applied and trying to get it in. We get a holding foul that's going to go against number... I couldn't see.
I thought he said number two, but I could be.
It's on number two. That's Combs' second foul. Here's Decker falling down, trying to get rid of the ball, and we get a whistle. And what do we got? A jump ball or a timeout?
I'm giving it to Montgomery, so he must be going through the possession arrow. I never saw the tie-up signal.
That was right under the Hazard basket that Decker went down. Ellie, trouble getting in, and Eversole gets it. It's knocked away. Now it's loose on the floor. Now we get a jump ball, and now Hazard will get it.
Wow. Some sloppy play there. But again, you know, you've got Rowlett there, was inbounding the ball and trying to get it to Decker, but you're going to have to put a little zip on it right now because they're not getting much separation.
There is. Caudill with the ball. There's a 13-foot jump shot that's up and good by Seth Caudill. And it's 7-0 Hazard here in the opening 2.5 minutes of the game. Pass comes into Decker. He'll bring it down across the timeline. Had to give a little push off there against Ramey. Now he takes him down the lane, and the ball's knocked away and taken away. They're doubling him all the time in there. Clutie knocks the ball away, out of bounds. Good defensive play by Clutie and forces a turnover. Montgomery County will have the ball. And we get a timeout taken by the Indians. So 5:10 left to play here in the opening quarter. It's 7-0 Hazard taking the lead, and we'll be back in a half minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Well, the Indians, here's Decker taking it, running down, running all the way in, going, spinning, weaving. Goes up from about 10 feet, missed it. Rowlett puts it up, no good. Boy, you got to make those when you get them. Rowlett was right under the basket, but couldn't get it down, and the Indians still scoreless. Here's Caudill down the lane, puts it up and in, but the basket will not count. Foul is out on the floor. The whistle had sounded much earlier. That foul is going to be on Brecken Decker. His first, team foul is second, and Hazard will inbound underneath their own basket. Ramey looks to get it in. Down underneath, oh, he gets it to Eversole, who breaks wide open, lays it up and in.
And Eversole's just so big and strong.
9-0. Here is Decker, and we get a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on Ramey.
Cut that on Caudill.
Caudill instead of Ramey. They were both there. Third team foul. Indians just need to get a point on the board now. Down 9-0. Here's the entry pass coming to Gentry. They've got him double, sends it over to Decker. He'll bring it down across the timeline. Decker dribbling, gives to Clutie. Clutie dribbles across the key and hands off to Gentry, back to Clutie. Now Rowlett, right side for a three that doesn't go down, and the rebound is pulled off by Higgins, who's in the game, and going down inside. Eversole puts it up and in.
You got that big, putting that pressure on your defense. In transition, it's tough to guard.
11-0. We played almost half of this opening quarter. Here's a pass inside, outside. Clutie fires a three. Won't go down. The rebound is tipped over, and coming up with it is Caudill. Quickly down, we get a whistle, and a blocking foul, I think, will be called on Clutie.
Well,
So Clooney picks up his first, team foul number three. Injury pass, and we get another foul.
This is on Decker.
Decker has picked up his second foul. That's really bad news. Indians about, they about have to leave Decker in the game to get the ball up the floor, to be honest.
Yeah. He's the most important player on the floor right now.
Trouble for Hazard getting it in, and finally they do. Get it inbounds to Combs. Combs behind an Eversoll screen way outside. Eversoll sets a high post. The ball knocked away, but Combs gets it back. And now Caudle, and now we get a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against Eversoll. That'll be his first. Team foul number four. Again, this full court press, Montgomery County really struggling to get the ball up the court first.
Yeah.
Gentry has it right now. He's working against Eversoll. Gentry moves in, sends it to Clooney. His three is good.
Oh, I needed that so bad. Desperately needed to get something to go through the rim.
Comes with 3:33 left here in the opening quarter. 11-3. Hazard with the lead. Caudle works out beyond the top of the key. Again, Decker trying to stay with Eversoll. Eversoll, trouble getting rid of the ball. Finally does so to Caudle. Into the game right now is Trace Kincaid, a freshman who's played a lot this year for this Hazard team. Here is Caudle. The Gary came playing pretty solid defense. Now driving in is Eversoll, and powers to the basket, puts it up and in. He knew he was going to have an and-one opportunity there, and he had Clooney on him. Clooney did everything he could, but gets his second foul. And now Eversoll will try to complete a three-point play that will make it 14-3 if it goes down. 2:56 to play here in this opening quarter. And now Willoughby is going to come in. He's going to come in for Clooney with that second foul. Eversoll looking for point number nine here in the first 5 minutes of the game. Free throw rattles around, kicks up, and falls in. And it's 14-3. Quickly down inside, and putting it up and in is Decker down in the paint. And he gets fouled on the play. He'll have an and-one opportunity.
Led the way. Decker attacked Higgins right there. He went right, got into the body of the big guy.
So Higgins gets his first foul. Decker's free throw is good. And so it's 14-6. Indians down by eight here early. 2:44 to go. Indians have gone 1-3-1 zone. Decker out on the point. And there is Caudle firing a shot just inside the three-point line. The rebound, oh, he walked, got away with it. Put it up, no good. Higgins with the rebound. How many seconds in the lane do you get? Finally put up and in. That was by Nick Ratliff. Finally putting it in. And quickly down, Decker drove all the way and then missed the shot, and the rebound lost out of bounds. But Decker made a nice move to get there, but couldn't get the shot in, and it's back to Hazard. 16-6 our score with 2:10 left here in the opening period. Again, the Indians in a 1-3-1. Willoughby, Rallet on the wings, Rose in the middle. Gentry on the back line, and Decker out on the point. Here is Caudle firing a three. Good, he was wide open. Just couldn't cover everybody, and it's 19-6. Gentry will dribble it up. Keeps the dribble. Going to go for the basket, flips it up, and oh, it bounced off. Thought it was going to go in, but he is fouled. It's going to be on Ratliff. Nick Ratliff gets his first foul, and two shots are coming for Dawson Gentry, looking for his first points. Got to score these. Got to score every point you can if you're Montgomery County, and shot rattles around but stays in. 19-7.
You know, we're talking about Montgomery County going against this pressure that Hazard has been applying, and when they go for the trap, Montgomery County can make that first pass. They need to look to just start attacking the rim while they have the advantage early on in these possessions.
Gentry makes a pair of free throws. It's 19-8, Hazard. Here's Caudle. Bring it down. Indians now are in a 2-3 zone, I believe.
Just trying to give different looks.
Here is ball on the right side. Caudle, they don't want him to get open looks. Higgins, they work around the perimeter. And now driving on the right baseline and putting in a short jumper is Eversole. He's got 11 in the first quarter. 21-8. The Bulldogs with the advantage. We got 1 minute to play in this first quarter. Gentry dribbling with it. Stops. Looks for help. Hands to Willoughby. Willoughby trying to make a move. Can't. Hands it off to Decker. Drives along the baseline. Outside to Rose. Down to Rallet. Back to Rose. He'll fire three over Eversole. Good. Cole Rose connecting from 3-point range, and it's 21-11. We got 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow favors Montgomery County. See if the Indians can get a stop here. Down to the corner, Eversole goes up again from 15, knocks down the jumper, and got fouled by Willoughby. Wow.
Came out on him late.
Well, he's feeling so free right now.
Yeah.
He's the biggest guy on the floor. And big and strong, the junior, and
his game reminds me a lot of Jokic for the Denver Nuggets, the NBA MVP. I mean, he can handle the ball well enough out on the floor, but he's just so big and broad, and he's an unbelievable mismatch.
24-11, 26 seconds to go down, and putting it up and in is Gentry off the left baseline. 24-13. Still, though, 17 seconds to go. Now the Indians try to see if they can get a stop here. Caudle out front against Gentry. Caudle dribbling around. Gentry just doesn't want to give him a good look at a three. And Caudle spins inside, goes up in the lane, missed the shot. Rebound is gathered by Rose. Quickly down to Gentry. Can't get a shot away. Oh, it banked it in, too, but it was a little bit late. And the first quarter has come to an end. That would have been great if that had counted, but not so. 24-13. Bulldogs with the lead after a quarter. We're back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
14 points for Evan Eversole in that first quarter, so Indians trying to stop him. Not an easy task for this Montgomery County team tonight. And that ability to go along the baseline and score from 15-foot range, too, just makes it all that tougher. Indians come out with Rose, Willoughby, Gentry, Rallet, and Decker in the lineup right now. They get it into Rallet. Rallet hands it back to Decker. Decker driving left, falls down, trying to keep the ball, gets rid of it. Rallet backs up off to Willoughby. He fires a three, top of the key, good.
Well, it's a great job of being relaxed. Was Matt Willoughby on that shot right there in a scramble situation.
24-16. And ends again, fall in there. They're essentially in a 1-2-2 or 3-2. I mean,
it's a 2-3. It's a matchup out of it is what they're doing.
Eversole over to Caudle. Ball fake. Goes down the left side, leans in, fires a little short jumper, good. Caudle just able to maneuver and get himself open. 26-16. Gentry coming down, gets a high screen from Rose, goes the other way, goes all the way in, off the glass, good.
Oh, nice take.
Boy, Gentry with 6 points now. 26-18. Indians after an 11-all start in this game. And it's almost a dead heat. Indians actually have outscored Hazard 18 to 15 since then. But those 11 still count, folks.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Here is Ebersole way outside. Going to drive, goes in on the right side, maneuvers, angles, leans in, puts it up and in.
He knows how to use his body to his advantage right there. He just kind of, like you said, leaned into Decker's chest and got separation.
28-18. 6.5 minutes to play in the opening half. Rose a high screen for Gentry. Gentry's going to launch a three. Good.
Wow. Dawson's on a heater right now.
28-21. Indians are down by seven. Here's Caudill, and McGovern came man-to-man this time down. Decker's trying to stay with the big man. There's a jump shot that's put up no good. Willoughby had the rebound, but got knocked down, and they get it back, and there's a short jumper that's good by Caudill.
Felt like something had to have been called there on the contact with Matt Willoughby there. He had secured the rebound.
30-21. Gentry for a three. It spins around, falls on the rim, and falls through. And it's a six-point game. 30-24.
On a step back. Dawson's liking initiating the offense right now.
He's got a dozen points now. Half of the Indians total. Here is out away from the basket, Ebersole. Goes down into Caudill against Gentry. Spins, weaves, forced up a jumper, and rolls in. And we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. They're down 32-24 with 5:11 to play in the first half, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Coming back out of the timeout, the Indians trail 32-24 here at Perry County Central at the ARH Big Lou Classic. 5:11 left in the first half, and Montgomery County called that last timeout as Seth Caudill had just scored another basket. He's got 11 here early in this ball game for the Hazard Bulldogs. It'll be Montgomery County now inbounding the ball.
Rowland has to go to Willoughby. Willoughby double team. He's able to get rid of it. Shovels it to Gentry, and now Gentry will bring it down. Dawson, the sophomore, playing well here in the first half. He's going to drive in. Goes in, flips it up. Didn't get the good angle. Missed it. Rebound by Ebersole, and quickly down coming up. They missed it. Rowland with the rebound after the miss by Connor Holbrook. So Montgomery County has it down by eight. And going, driving in, Decker on the left side, beat his defender and lays it up and in. Decker with five, 32-26. And again, if you just joined us, the Indians are playing without three starters tonight.
Yeah.
Because of injuries. So against a team that hasn't lost, caught Omega on the way with a walk right there, top of the key. Here is Ebersole driving in, a little fall away. 15-footer is no good. The rebound lost out of bounds. They say Montgomery County touched it last. Ebersole didn't get squared up there. He's made 7 of 10 field goal attempts here in the first half. Inbounds the ball. They should have gone right back to him. They don't. Now here's Caudill, a short jumper, good. He'll make those all night.
And Ebersole just clearing space for him. You know, if he's not getting the ball, he's clearing space for Caudill.
Rallet. Almost throws it away, but saved into Rose, and Rose goes up and missed it. Put back up and in by Rowland.
Great advance, though, by Matt Willoughby to get that ball initially to Rose.
34-28. 3:40 left here in this first half of play. Indian bench players are into a little applause for their teammates right now. Connell backs away beyond the three-point line, left side, keeps the dribble, goes into Ebersole. Oh, I think he backed into to Gentry and knocked him down. No call, and he puts it up and in. 36-28. Boy, when he can use his body like that, there is no stopping him. Gentry. Ooh. Ball lost out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball. I'm taking a pretty hard spill there. Hopefully, he's going to get up okay. And he does. That is Connor Holbrook. Yeah. And Holbrook's going to come out of the game, I think.
Yeah,
he'll be replaced by Caden Ramey.
I thought he hit his head when he came down.
Yeah, we heard a big loud noise, but
maybe it was his elbow that hit first, but it was very scary looking crash.
Indians looking to get it in, and they're having trouble. I have to send it way back deep to Decker. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the half. Indians down 36-28. Here is Decker. Over to Gentry. Gentry launches a three. No good. Rebound. Claimed by Ebersole. Coming down and take away. Decker comes up with a steal. Decker coming down. Decker goes all the way, lays it up, and he missed it. Rebound Willoughby. Gets it blocked. Rebound Decker. Decker's going to go back to the rim, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. And that'll be on Tucker Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore.
And Decker was just relentless right there, pursuit of the basketball, and then once he had the ball in his hand, pursuit to get to the rim.
He's got seven, going for point number eight, and can cut the lead to 5 points right now. Rose comes out and is replaced in there by Hatton, little 5'7 freshman at a guard spot. Decker puts in the free throw. 36-31. And again, it was 11 to nothing to start this game in favor of Hazard. Here's Caudill. Sends the ball down to the basket, and a shot put up and in, and a foul. And also in the game for Montgomery County, that time is Tyler Cooper. Cooper gets the foul. 3-point play opportunity for Dalton Combs, trying to push the lead back out to 8 points, and the free throw is good. 39-31. Here's Decker driving for the basket, puts up a shot, no good, but he gets fouled. The foul is going to be against Kenyon Higgins, his second. Two shots are coming for Reckon Decker. And he left it short. Gentry's going to come back into the game after a short break for Matt Willoughby. Boy, Willoughby's a hustle guy, and he made three and made another basket. There's a free throw that is no good, and the rebound is claimed by Ebersole. So missed free throws there, and with 2:15 to go in the half, Hazard a chance to get the lead back to double figures. Over on the right side with the ball is Ramey, and now Caudill takes it. Caudill dribbling beyond the top of the key against Decker. Gentry trying to stay inside, powering to the basket, putting it up and in as Ebersole. Ebersole just continues to score points. Here's Decker with it. Decker running. The Indians bounce pass over to the right side to Hatton. His three is no good. Rebound put back up and in by Cooper.
Oh, nice read of the ball by Cooper to get that in.
And it's back to an eight-point game. 41-33, minute and a half to go here in the first half of play. Here's Caudill beyond the top of the key. Higgins looking, hands it off. Caudill goes down the left baseline up from about 15, knocks it down. He has made five in a row this quarter. 10-point game. They're hitting an unbelievable percentage, folks. I mean, there is Decker dribbling down, gives it to Hatton in the corner, and the shot is off the mark and rebounded by Higgins. So Hatton's gotten a couple of good looks, but a little different for the freshman playing in the varsity level, and Clooney's going to come back in. 45 seconds to go in the half, and we get a 10-second count. They get the ball across the timeline in 10 seconds. Montgomery County is going to get the ball. Montgomery County was not pressuring them either.
Yeah, that's just not a lack of focus there.
So Clutie is back in, replacing Haddon. Pass comes to Gentry. Indians can get it back under double figures with a basket here with 39 seconds to go. And there's a steal almost by Higgins, a big guy trying to move around Cooper and deflecting the ball away. Higgins and Cooper, there's about a 200-pound differential right there, buddy. I tell you, Cooper's a big guy. Pass comes into Clutie. Clutie gives over to Rallet. Rallet looking for Decker. That's who they want to have the ball as he works against Ramey. Gives to Gentry and now back out. There's a three by Rallet that's off the rim. Rebounded by Clutie. Back out Decker, a wide open three. It's no good. Rebounded by Ramey. Lead pass ahead and going under and missing the shot. A scrap for the ball. They get it back. And a shot put up, rolls off with a foul. Montgomery County just couldn't corral the ball, and that's going to be on Cooper, his second.
Well, you like what you're seeing out of these players from Montgomery County that, you know, normally don't get a lot of playing time, or at least hadn't been until these injuries showed themselves. But you like the fight right now, the scrap that they're showing.
Makes the free throw. The lead is 11. And only 4 seconds to go, and he connects again. And Indians don't want to give up points here. Here is Gentry coming down. Wow, there's a steal and a walk, but anyway. So the first half comes to an end. Hazard, 45. Montgomery County 4-33, but remember, it was 11-0 to begin the game. We'll be back with a first half recap for you coming up in a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Well, the Indians, after falling behind 11-0 to begin the game, Ivan, and looking exactly like we kind of thought they might, and then for the rest of the half, they get outscored by only a point, 34-33.
Yeah, they look much better, and you know, I think players kind of got settled into the game a little bit, and you know, just being aware, hey, we're on the big stage, and we're heavily relied upon without three of your regular starters available tonight for the Indians. I thought they really scrapped. I thought they really fought hard, playing in roles that they normally don't. You know, we knew Brecken Decker would probably be the primary ball handler coming into the night. It was good to see there in that stretch run in the second quarter, especially Dawson Gentry get some opportunities with the ball in his hand quite a bit, because they're having a hard time running any kind of their normal action because of that. You know, you got guys now fulfilling roles that they normally don't. You know, we were talking about it earlier in the first quarter, when you had the foul on Cole Rolls in the pick and roll situation, where, you know, you've got Brecken Decker and Cole, you know, trying to operate that. And that's the thing where you got to rep it. And I'm sure they haven't repped it amongst themselves and built that chemistry a lot. So those are types of things you're running through on the fly right now, because, you know, you really didn't have time to practice these lineups that you're seeing out there right now and the roles that you're seeing in this game tonight for Montgomery County, because you didn't know, you know, you had a feeling after last night that Ethan Dunn wasn't going to be available, but you didn't know until earlier today that Luke Fons wasn't going to be available too. And those are two key components in this on this Montgomery County team. And then you couple that with the fact that Tyce Jarvis, who's been out for a little over a week now, so those are three main cogs in this Montgomery County engine that are not available, but the you know, the normal substitutes and role players have served themselves well after that early start to this ballgame.
Each team used nine players. Hazard shot 70.4% from the field. I mean, they lit it up, but they're getting some really good shots. And, hey, anything for Eversole is a good shot. He's a big guy. He's bigger than everybody else. And he's very fluid. He's got great maneuverability around the basket. So he has 20 points here at halftime. Yeah. And pretty much scored whenever he touched the ball. He did miss four shots, but he was 9 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the line for his 20. And then Seth Caudill was 17, and Caudill made 7 of 8 field goal attempts, 1 of 3 and 2 of 2 from the line. Those two guys, 37 of their team's 45 points. And after that, it was 6 for Dalton Combs, who is their third leading scorer. And Nick Radliff off the bench got a basket for two. They played five other guys: Tucker Johnson, Trace Kincaid, Kenyon Higgins, Connor Holbrook, Caden Ramey, who started. None of those guys got into the scoring column there in the first half of play. So it's Eversole with 20 and Caudill with 17, and they're headed for big nights. Their team is up by a dozen points. Montgomery County led by Dawson Gentry with a dozen points tonight in the first half. He had a pair of threes, 2 of 3 from the three-point line. Made 4 of 7 field goals overall, 2 of 2 from the line. A dozen for Gentry. 8 points for Decker. He made 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from the line, with a couple of rebounds and a steal. 8 for Decker. Then 3 points apiece for Cole Rose, who had a 3-point shot, as did Dane Clutie, as did Matt Willoughby. And then Tyler Cooper had a field goal for 2 points off the bench. Haddon did not score coming into the game, and he's the only player. Rallet had 2 points as well. So Montgomery County, you see, they played 8 players, 7 of them scored. The Bulldogs played 9 players, and only 4 of their players scored there in the first half. We'll look at all the other statistics for you coming up here. We're the Big Lou Classic at Perry County Central High School tonight. Halftime, Hazard with the lead on the Montgomery County squad that's playing without 3 starters because of injuries tonight. 45-33, the Bulldogs lead it at intermission, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com. If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Indians got a win earlier today, Ivan.
Yeah, the Lady Indians traveled up to Vanceburg, play the Lewis County Lions, and was able to come away with a 65-16 win, and they were led in scoring today by Hayden Barrier, the senior guard from Montgomery County, 20 points tonight, and followed that up with Savannah Jarvis, had 12 points for the Lady Indians, 8 apiece for Laura Lee Orison and Bailey Warner, and then 7 points was scored by Reagan Oney, 5 points for Shea Harris, and then 2 points for Sophie Fouch, and then I saved the last score in that game, was Parker Ann Rout, got her first varsity basket. It was a 3-point basket, so she finished with 3. So impressive win for the Lady Indians that just seemed like they just totally dismantled Coach Jay Fight's Lady Lions of Lewis County today. So big win there. And then the Cats were able to beat the Sticky Heels today, and I like to call them the old Tar Heels today, 87-83 victory that just concluded a few moments ago. So congratulations to the Cats. Congratulations to the Lady Indians.
All right. And here, Montgomery County shot 44.4% from the field, 12 of 29, and 4 of 10 3-point shots. Hazard playing down below us right now, and there's the big guy traveling with a basketball.
All right. Good way to start
Eversole. Montgomery County had 6 turnovers in the first quarter, 6 really early, and then didn't have another turnover the rest of the half. So really settled down against the pressure of Hazard. And Hazard was trying to apply it. They knew Ayers Gentry left all alone for a 3 that does not go down. Rebound Decker had it, lost it. But the Indians get it back. Rallett for a 3. Good. Rose gets it out to Rallett for a 3-point shot.
Good to see Rallett keep quiet feet there and stay squared up on the basket.
45-36. Again, Gentry trying to post up in there and defend Sizemore. And now down inside, Campbell going for the basket, and he is going to be fouled. And we'll shoot a couple of shots here, and that's going to be on Dane Clutie.
I tell you,
that's his third foul.
Campbell takes full advantage of his complimentary player in Eversole out there, because Eversole commands so much attention a lot of times, and he clears out space. And Campbell knows that's going to happen. He knows he's going to get a lot of one-on-one and some good looks, and he is really, really good off the pull-up.
Campbell makes a free throw, has another one. Perfect from the line. He's got 19 now. 47-36. Here's Gentry bringing it up against Caudill. Caudill's going to dribble in and then send it left corner to Rallett. Couldn't get the 3 away. Clutie back out to Decker. See if the Indians can run through offense, get a good shot here, and there's a foul as they try to enter to the post to Cole Rose, and Kenyon Higgins came up over his back and fouled him. First foul of the second half on the Bulldogs. We played just over a minute. Indians will inbounds right in front of their bench. Pass comes into Gentry, guarded by Caudle. Hands it off to Clutie. Now Decker drives into the lane, weaves, gets free, puts a jumper in from 14.
Well, he kept that pivot foot down. Good strong basket there by Brecken.
47-38. Indians just trying not to go away here against the Bulldogs in this game. Now down inside, Clutie trying to stay. There's a block shot, Rose, but getting it back. Oh. And then a blocking foul is going to go against Clutie. Wow.
Yeah, and the only thing I guess you could say about Clutie there, he was leaning over. He wasn't vertical, I guess you could say.
Clutie gets his fourth foul, and that's going to send Evan Ebersole to the line for two shots.
What a great block, though. Helped defend by Cole Rose there.
Shots up and good. They don't miss free throws.
Man. I'm telling you, you look at Ebersole, though, he's just an old school player. You know, in this era of, what you say, positionless basketball, he kind of is positionless, but he is just, man, old school big post player.
49-38. Decker goes behind the screen, spins, weaves, goes down in the paint, kicks it back out. Gentry, he drives, goes up with the left hand and missed it badly that time. And the rebound by Higgins. Couldn't play it off the glass. And here is Ebersole going down, just powering it up over Decker. Puts it in. He's got 24. And the lead is at 13. 51-38. Hazard trying to pull away. Gentry hands it to Clutie. Now Decker moves left down toward the baseline. Cut off, drives back into the lane, sends it over. Rallied an open three. That does not go down. The rebound is out of bounds to Montgomery County. The Indians are playing hard. You hear Coach Mays shouting instructions. Pass comes in. No, it's off of Gentry's hand. There's a turnover. First one a long time, and coming down and laying it up and in is Ebersole. He's got 26. And the lead is 15, 53-38. And now Willoughby's going to come in for Montgomery County, and he's going to come in for Clutie. Clutie with four fouls. He's kind of favoring his left leg, too. He's trying to walk it off over at the Montgomery County bench. Here's Rally with the ball. The freshman hands back out to Decker. Decker puts it on the floor. A little floater goes up and in from about 10 feet away. Decker with a dozen. Big basket there. Indians really needed points, and Decker came through, the senior. There's an offensive foul that's going to go against Dalton Combs, and it'll be his third. Moving screen out front, and again, you get that call because you're playing hard. You're trying to work through the screens. And now, Decker is just going to walk it slowly down across the timeline. 5 minutes still to play in the third quarter. It's 53-40. And there's a turnover and then a foul on Decker trying to get it back. That's Decker's third foul, too. And that'll be a turnover on the Indians.
Well, all that happened so quick.
He started the game, Caden Ramey, a little guard, and he just he slipped up, caught Decker by surprise that time. Here down inside, Ebersole goes under, missed it, tips it up, in. He said, I don't have a lot of rebounds. They'll get me one.
He's a living basket is what he is, a living bucket, as they say.
55-40. Has 28. Decker. Hands it high to Willoughby. Willoughby looking for a cutter. Decker or Gentry comes back to get it. Gentry driving in. Rally. Willoughby. Willoughby penetrates. Jump stop. Goes up. Scores over the big guy Ebersole. How about Matt Willoughby with five? This is a big basket by Willoughby. 55-42. He's got 5 points now in the game. Now out front, Caudill dribbling with the ball against Gentry. They try to open up the middle, and Caudill goes for the bucket, flips it up and in, but they're going to count the basket? Well, that call came really early.
Yeah.
There's a foul on.
Gentry's the foul call.
First foul on Gentry. And the free throw is good. No way that basket should have counted, though.
You expect these free throws to go in, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They haven't missed one.
Not yet.
58-42. Here is Decker. Lost the ball. Goes back and gets it. Sends it down. Rowlett out of the right corner for a three. That does not go down. Rebound, Willoughby. Gets the rebound, but Willoughby is going to be called for the foul. His second. So the Indians are down by 16 now with 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. The Indians just and now we've got another foul on the Indians. I didn't see who that one was on.
I think they cut it on Rose, I believe.
So Rose picks up his second foul. And at the free throw line is Caden Ramey. Ramey makes the free throw, missed the second one. Rose with the rebound. 59-42. Decker, Gentry, back over to Decker. A three out of the left corner. In and out. Just won't fall. And Rose battling for the rebound. Saves it, but throws it away.
He did the best he could.
Trying to get it out to Decker.
Yeah, he did the best he could do in that situation.
Well, I can tell you, Decker right now, 3:20 to go in the third quarter. He's played a game and a half. Already.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
That shot, you know, he's going to make that most of the time. But you know, his legs got to be going a little bit. Indians are in a 1-3-1 zone. Gentry on the back line and driving in. They go to the big guy who powers it up and missed a shot. The rebound is tipped out and picking it up and putting it in is Ramey. Off the miss by Higgins. 61-42, so the lead continues to grow. There's, oh, goodness. Decker goes down the lane, and he takes a hard spill.
Man.
He gets up okay, I think.
Again, that's one of those ones, because just from our vantage point, I was afraid he hit his head. I think he came down on that right shoulder. But, boy, it looked so close to being his head and the thud that you heard, because I think it even scared Coach Mays, because he sprinted there to the corner of the baseline.
Third team foul, but two shots coming for Decker, who puts it up and in.
Game can be so dangerous at times with the speed these players play at anymore and the size of these players anymore.
He makes a pair. He's got 14. 61-44. See if the Indians can get a stop here. They need to, first of all, you got to try to keep it out of the middle and keep Ebersole away from the ball if you can. And now Caudill's going to fire a three that's no good, and the rebound is tipped out and coming down the way with it is Combs. So they still have it. Combs deep in the corner. Sends it back out front. Caudill drives left side of the lane. 12-foot jumper good.
He's really good.
Boy.
He's really good.
He's got 24. 63-44. 2:10. Decker going for the basket. Goes under and puts it up. No good, but he gets fouled. That'll be on Ebersole. His second foul. Decker's going to shoot a pair.
When you look at Ebersole and Caudill, those are guys that back in the day you'd find over at the Laughlin building on campus at Moorhead, and they'd have an intramural team together or a pickup team, and everybody that would come on the court thinking, oh, we're getting ready to blow these guys out of the water. You look up and you're like, oh, my gosh, these guys are some players. And
Bryce Campbell's ready to check in for the Indians. Decker makes a pair of free throws.
Get your feelings hurt real quick.
He's got 16 now. 63-46. Willoughby's going to come out and get a breather, and Bryce Campbell into the lineup for the Indians. He's playing one of the wings on defense. Here is Campbell trying to penetrate on that left side. Ball almost taken away there by Decker. Now Campbell's got it again. Campbell trying to dribble in. Dumps a pass down the baseline, lost out of bounds. I thought that was just touched out by Hazard. We had a perfect view of that, but the official didn't, and he thought Montgomery County had hit it, so Bulldogs get it back. They get it in. They set up. Well, Campbell was down there, but they didn't get it to him quick enough. Now they bounce it down in the paint and putting it up and in and drawing the foul against Rose, who picks up his third. That basket is made by Tucker Johnson, his first field goal of the game. He'll go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. Can make it a 20-point lead for the Bulldogs. And he makes it. Why not? They did miss a free throw. 66-46, a minute 30 left here, and Decker tries to slow the pace just a little bit as he brings it across the timeline. Hands off to Gentry. Gentry dribbles left. Now Rowlett. Rowlett fires a three, and it just won't go down for him. And the rebound taken by Eversole. Rowlett's getting some good looks. He's made only one three out of six that he's put up so far, but a little bit off balance here. Here's Ramey driving down the left baseline. Almost stepped out of bounds. They get it back outside. Caudle, right side. There's a jumper up, a three-point shot that's good by Combs, who has nine now, 69-46. So the lead continuing to grow for the Bulldogs with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Decker dribbling around, keeps a dribble, drives in, sends it over to Campbell. Campbell almost falls down but recovers, gives it to Gentry, fires a three, top of the key, that is no good. The rebound is saved inbounds. And a nice play by Eversole. Gentry's tired. Those guys have Gentry and Decker have played so hard. Down inside, Campbell gets open and spins, gets himself an open shot, puts in two, and the third quarter comes to an end. It'll be Montgomery County's ball, but the Indians all of a sudden find themselves down 71-46. 12-point game at halftime, but in that quarter, 26-13, Hazard gets on a roll, and we'll be back with fourth quarter action in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Dan Bailey and Ivan Rawls with you from Perry Central High School, where the Indians trail Hazard now, 71-46, entering the final quarter. 11-0 to start the game, and the Indians were really competitive. Now we've got the freshman, Braylon Nestor, into the game right now. Dribbles right, hands off to Rowlett. Rowlett dribbled off his knee, but got it back. Now Campbell takes it. Campbell and Gentry goes for the basket, flips it up off the glass, and it rolled off on him. Wow. Eversole with a rebound. Gentry had tough luck there. That one, I don't know how it skipped out. Here, Eversole goes outside, missed a three. Rebound taken by Caudle, so they still have it. Hazard right down below us here. Indians defending. Driving in, stopping, 14-foot jumper. No good by Combs. Rebound is taken by Gentry. Indians get it. Here's Nestor. Pass ahead to Campbell, underneath to Rose. Rose puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouled. And that'll be on Campbell. Caudle, rather. Caudle gets the foul call, and that's his second. And Rose is going to shoot a pair of shots. Rose has 3 points. Free throw is up and no good. Rose, another one. He's played a lot of minutes tonight. Now for Hazard. Coming into the game is Nick Ratliff. Scored 2 points in the first half. Second free throw by Rose is good. 71-47. Well, see if the Indians can get this thing down under the 20-point mark now, maybe. Indians are in a zone, a 2-3, and Rowlett in the middle. Well, I don't know. Rose is staying with Ebersole, so maybe they're not in. Ebersole's got it right now. Goes inside, puts it up and in. He's got 30.
It's frustrating to watch, and when you're for the opposing team, boy, he is really good.
Now Gentry falls down. Hazard picks it up. They go down. Shot is put up. No good. And Ebersole grabs it, rolls it in.
Why not, right?
He's got 32. 75-47. Here dribbling across the floor for the ball is Nestor, hands to Rowlett. Now Gentry takes it. Gentry backs up and fires a three that's no good. And we get a foul that's going to go against Rose, I think, for Rose picks up his third foul. And that's only the fourth team foul, so Hazard will inbound. We're under the six-minute mark now remaining in this game. And again, Ebersole's still in the game, Ivan. I thought they might take him out.
Yeah.
Zion Beal is in the game right now, and he puts it up and in and draws the foul as well. Beal gets the foul call. And I don't know, maybe it's, let's see how many Ebersole can score. He puts the free throw up, no good, but he left.
Lane violation.
He knew it was not going to be good. He's got 34. The lead is 30 for Hazard. Indians, again, battled well. We're down by 12 at halftime. Zion Beal with the ball, hands it off to Nestor outside. Rowlett dribbles right, gives to Beal. Beal's going to penetrate in, kicks it left side to Cooper. Cooper to Nestor, drives for the basket, goes up and missed the driving layup. Might have been partially blocked. Combs with the rebound. Racing down, stopping beyond the three-point line. Though now we got a lot of new faces. Trace Kincaid in for Hazard, but still in there is Ebersole. But there's a three left side, no good. Tip, no good by Ebersole. Rebound saved in. Ebersole reverse layup, good.
Great awareness where he was on the floor on that basket right there, Dan. As he caught it, he fell like a little reverse lane.
79-47. Under five to play now. Nestor dribbles outside, wants to drive. Goes down the right side, but cut off. Now looking for a back cut, and we get a whistle and a foul. And denying Gentry a chance to go to the basket that time was Nick Ratliff, and he gets the foul, his second. Now, finally, we are going to get Ebersole leaving the game, as coming in to replace him is Connor Holbrook, a 5'8 freshman. Indians underneath the basket, look to get it in, struggle. They always throw it deep, get it to Beal. Zion Beal, the senior. Here's Nestor out beyond the three-point line. Hands it off to Willoughby, who's back in the game. Willoughby looks, hands it back, and Durant is in the game right now. The Indians mishandle it. There's a turnover. Going down, laying it up and in is Combs. 81-47. And we got 4:05 to play. Nestor out front before he gets a much taller player. Bounces into Veal, who couldn't handle the pass. Turnover. And then the Indians almost got it back, but Nestor's on the sideline. Nestor's super quick.
Yes. Do want to give a shout-out, Dan, to the 7th grade team. The victory last night at Scott County put them at 18-0
wow.
on the season for Coach Tracy Curl and that bunch.
Here is Hazard with the ball. Running through their offense. Again, they've left Dalton Combs, a sophomore who starts in the game. Combs gets up a 16-footer, and it bounces off. And they battle for the rebound, and it's picked up inside and put up and in by Nick Ratliff. Duran drives into the lane, kicks it out to Willoughby. Willoughby wants to drive, goes behind the back. Now he goes toward the basket, flips a little jumper up and in.
Hey, he picked his head up and realized, hey, I got a chance to get another basket here tonight.
His third, 83-49. Willoughby with 7 points. Always seems to play well, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He plays with a lot of effort.
Hazard with under three to play now. Right side, three-point shot is up and no good. Put up there by Ramey. And
Mount Zion brings it down.
Or rather, that was Kincaid, and Zion Veal came up with a rebound. Here's Nestor driving right side, kicks it back to Duran. Little Fernandez. Not very big. Veal goes for the basket and slips down. And
come for
that'll be a traveling violation. Zion lost his footing. Willoughby's going to come out. Hatton is going to come in. And now the Indians, they've got some size problems right now. They got some little guys in there. A freshman and a senior are about 5'2" or 5'3" and about 5'6". But they'll battle you, and they are right now. There's Veal knocking the ball away, and Cooper comes up with it, forcing the turnover. Now they give it right back, though, and driving for the basket. And
Hatton in there mixing it up. That might be
forced
small.
Forced a jump ball.
Might be small.
It'll stay with Hazard.
Stick my nose in there on that one.
Hatton's about 5'7", maybe. 5'6", best, probably. Hazard with the ball and 1:24 left in this 34-point game. And there's a jumper put up. No good. Rebound by Fernando Duran.
Fernando Mania.
Indians have it. Here's Veal. Right side. Thought about a three. Then thought better of it. Working with the ball. Montgomery County on the offensive end. Duran. Nestor. Nestor's going to fire a three up. It's no good. Long rebound. Will Nestor goes back and gets it. Heads back to the basket. Sends it out to Cooper. Cooper tries to shake free.
And Nestor's hurt.
He's going for the basket. Yeah, Nestor's...
I think right ankle, maybe.
Yeah. He never did go completely down, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like... Montgomery County can't get out of a game anymore without somebody having some little ding or...
25 seconds to go. I think they'll just hold the ball unless they want to get a layup. 83-49. Going to be your final. And again, Evan Ebersole had the big day. 36 points for... The junior leading Hazard to the victory. So don't go away. We'll be back to recap it for you coming up in 2 minutes.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Indians fall to 3-6 tonight, not unexpectedly, but really I've been anxious to hear what the coach has to say, but I think he would have
he'd be pleased
because some good things to say
because
about
they fought. That's what he wanted to see, that, you know, that they played losing, they fought. You know, obviously that start to the game, the 11-0 run by Hazard, you know, hey, That's to be expected sometimes when you got guys out there with a little bit of nerves or what have you, but the way they fought, got back in the game, and obviously he knew what Eversole was, and, you know, really didn't have really the personnel to kind of keep him at bay for most of the night without getting in foul trouble. But I think he'll be pleased. I really will. You know, he may say one thing, you know, when he gets on here to make it just seem like everything was fine, and he may feel a little different about certain things from an execution standpoint, but I don't think he wants to put all that burden and pressure on these guys. But I think he overall, though, still would say, you know, his heart of hearts that, hey, they gave me all that they could give me in a lot of the circumstances with short preparation for what they were going to see today. And I think at the end of the day, he feels like positives came out of this.
Individual scoring tonight. First for the Hazard Bulldogs, 36 for Evan Eversole. Let's see, he missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He missed 8 shots. But he had 16 field goals. So 16 of 24 from the field was Evan Eversole. And he also had 11 rebounds in the game. So those were his numbers. And 26 for Seth Caudill. And Caudill, boy, he was money. 11 points. The coaches hit it our way. 11 for Dalton Combs. So those three players had 73 of their 83 points. The others, 4 for Nick Ratliff, 3 for Tucker Johnson, and 3 for Caden Ramey. As Hazard goes to 9-0 on the season, Montgomery County gets 16 for Brecken Decker, a dozen for Dawson Gentry, 7 for Matt Willoughby, 5 for Isaiah Rowlett, 4 points for Cole Rose, Hootie had 3, 2 for Tyler Cooper. That was the Montgomery County scoring. And again, the Indians down 11-0 to start the game. But in that second quarter, fought back. They got back to within 6 points. In fact, within 5 at 36-31 before a little run right before the half. And Hazard went back up by 12. But at 36-31, late in the first half, Coach, you couldn't have expected much more than that, could you?
No, I'm proud of them. I don't even know what the final score was, but it's not important. They played hard. You know, I think Brecken gained a little confidence tonight. Doss got going there, got some confidence. And, you know, they were, again, I told you pregame just off the air up here with Ivan, you know, my most important job right now is to keep them together. You know, if I put winning and losing over keeping them together and keeping our bond strong, the winning will never come, you know. And cliche, but culture building is not short term. It's long term. And I got to make sure that we're honest enough to where we're not using our adversity right now as an excuse for poor play. So I have to stay sharp and on guard of that. But at the same time, we are facing a lot of adversity. So it's all about how we term it, how we redefine winning. What is our win? You know, tonight our win was competing, and I don't think any of our kids quit. You know, I think it's a good segue to, I think Hazard's good. Number five, Eversole, that cat can go. He's good. And then number 13, how many 13 had, you know?
He had 26.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, mid-range.
36 and 26. Those two guys scored 52 of their 83.
Well, you know, we have a five defense that's not put in yet. That's a triangle and two. You know, I mean, tonight I wasn't going to do that at a timeout on a whiteboard, you know. I knew what I was getting into coming down there, you know, when we're bit by the injury bug right now. And so you got to redefine the word win. What's it mean to your team? And right now it means that we're not going to beat anybody in the state unless we do things together, unless we get smarter. So, you know, I tell you something else is those guys sitting on the bench. You know, one's on crutches, one's in a boot, and one's got a brace on his leg. And you know, Braylon just sprained his ankle again, rolled his ankle. Dane's got a bruised knee. Just both those happened this game. You know, you can learn a little bit from sitting over there watching. You know, you can sort of see things from a different perspective. And I told them that before the game. I was like, you know, I need you to learn with your eyes and your ears tonight and see if you can't pick some things up that now you understand what I'm barking at you for, you know. But I don't know, man. I mean, we're good. We're going to get ready to participate in my first Gateway Classic. And we got a lot of work to do tomorrow. We got really, really good teams. Buddy Biggs at Fleming County, he was in it. Called me the other day. He said, "You've got us playing against an SEC team." He's probably not far from the truth in Catholic high school. So we got some good, really good teams. If we don't get healthy, we're going to get that seventh or eighth place trophy. So, you know, we got a good week coming up. You know, everything's an opportunity for us. And I told the guys at halftime, you know, when you get old, like me, 47, you look back and you realize that the best opportunities you had in life were also responsibilities. And if you don't seize on opportunities, it means you weren't responsible with them. And I said, you guys have an opportunity here to write a really good, unique, community bonding, school bonding story. Overcoming adversity, getting better, fighting through, perseverance, toughness. I said, but it is your responsibility to seize that opportunity. And so your responsibilities are working hard every day, coming in the gym outside of practice, taking care of your body, focusing on your rest and your hydration, your rehab. You know, I said, just because it's an opportunity, that, you know, it's got a lot of responsibilities with it. And, you know, Brecken's been in the gym, you know, he's been in the gym probably an extra 6 hours in the last 3 days outside of practicing games. And it's starting to show a little bit, you know. What's he doing? He's not making excuses. He's not a victim to his woes. He's on the floor. He's like, no, I just gotta keep pushing forward. I gotta grind. I gotta work on my ball hand. I gotta get more shots up. I gotta make my free throws, you know. And it showed tonight. Doss is doing the same thing. So next thing you know, we got other guys coming in because Brecken's leaving. So love these guys. Love their families.
community. I want them to be proud of our team, even though we're 3-6. You know, right now, I can't even worry about the record. I just want to worry about figuring this team out and learning how to coach them and getting them straightened out by February.
Matt Willoughby maybe earned a little extra playing time tonight.
You know, he plays so hard. You know, he wants to please. He wants to play. And when he stays inside himself like he did tonight, yes, you know, and you saw a little bit of his. He's going to be a heck of an intramural college player one day. He's got some old man moves. Got some little shake and bake to him around the rim. He's not a guy you want to play at the playground with over in you know, at the park. But yes, and he just plays so hard, Dan. You know, now he got to find somebody. You got to find the right matchup for him. And
it's always been his problem. I mean, when you're an inside player and you're only about 6 feet,
yep.
That's a tough matchup for a coach to figure out.
Splashed the big three, had a nice little finish at the rim. You know, it's. I thought Cole was better tonight. He was more coachable tonight, and I don't mean that he has been uncoachable. Just tonight, it felt like I would say something once and he would execute it. Versus in the last few games, I've said something once. It didn't take. Say something twice, it didn't take. Say something a third time, finally it took. You know, tonight it was do that. He was good on his legal screens. You know, I had a little smart aleck comment that I made sure he heard. Got called for the first illegal screen.
Wow, that was way away from the play.
I know, and I said, quit being a victim. It's your fourth one in 24 hours. So he was better at that. And you saw what we started doing in transition. We just started letting, you know, and this is something we could probably start doing with Ethan. We just set that high ball screen in transition, and it opened things up, and it took pressure off our point guards. So, you know, we just ran into two really good players. I mean, number five is going to be a really good small college player. I'm not sure 13 might not be a higher rank. I don't know what grade 13's in.
He's a sophomore.
That kid's going to be good. That kid's going to be really good.
Yeah. So now you got 3 days to try to kind of get ready for the Gateway Holiday Classic, and I don't even know what you might do between now and then, but you'll tell me.
Yeah, we're going to have off tomorrow. I'm contacting all the teams tomorrow, putting out a press release tomorrow. It gives all, you know, the community information on each team. That'll be on our social media sites, on our Facebook, on our Twitter and Instagram. And I'm sure Athletics will send it out as well, Mr. Maples. But probably get our volunteers organized and get everybody ramped up for what usually is a long 3 days. But I'm excited for it. I've always been a fan of Christmas tournaments. And, you know, I don't know how much team rest to give this team because we have so much to work on. So we have school Monday and Tuesday. So we'll only be able to practice once Monday and once Tuesday. So I got to be smart on what we're going to work on. We're going to work on our circle motion, which we haven't ran yet because it's not ready. We're going to work on fist and name. But before we do anything, we got to see who's healthy. So Luke's got a MRI Monday morning. He's going to UK Monday morning. I feel good about Tice playing. You know, our team is different without those guys in it.
Hey, Coach, we're going to let you go and get headed back home. Thanks always for the time you give us and always making it meaningful, the comments and telling us what's going on. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Well, you guys are A-class, and, you know, you need all the help you can get, Dan. You're with Ivan all the time, so that can't be an easy task.
Yeah, he didn't hear that, but that's okay. I'll make sure that he knows it, Coach. Thank you. Travel safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming down.
Okay. Indians tonight against a Hazard team that is 9-0. Now the Indians go to 3-6, and your final 83-49. The victory for the Bulldogs, but hey, the Indians, again, second and third quarters, only two turnovers the Indians had in those two periods, which was good to see. So there were a lot of good things about this game for the Tribe, but the biggest thing was just that Hazard offensively They were a machine tonight, Ivan.
Yeah, they really were. They stepped to their strengths and were able to take advantage of them. And like I said, Seth Cottom, he has to thank Mr. Eversole for a lot of those great looks he got tonight, because so much attention had to be paid to Eversole. And like I said, when you got two guys going to him and trying to either deny him the ball or keep him off the glass, Cottom was the beneficiary of that. He was able to get those good looks, and they're a solid team. Coach Holland's got a solid team there and a couple of really solid players with complementary players around them that, take advantage of their opportunities when they get them. And I thought they did a great job. But I got to get on Coach Mays. I was listening via our app, and so I'm on that little bit of a delay. He got that dig in on me and then walked away, and I didn't even know.
I told him I didn't think you'd heard it, so that's the reason.
Yeah, I heard it, but he was already, headsets off and down the bleachers by the time it got to my ear. So that's why I was laughing when I picked up the headset to get back on with you. But I think, all in all, as he said before the broadcast and during the pregame, we're not going to be looking at the scoreboard tonight. I just want to see what these kids can do and hope they, play hard. And I think they did that. That's a goal accomplished. I'm sure he put that on the whiteboard in the locker room and talked to those guys about, what he wanted to see and what gains could they make giving this opportunity. And so I think he learned from that. And now he's going to get ready for the Gateway Holiday Classic next week and see what he's going to have available to him by early next week on Monday with some diagnostic tests done, and see if Tyce Jarvis can get back after going through the protocols he has to be able to return potentially. So, hey, we'll deal with that and go forward. Regardless of what the outcome is, we know we got games next week, and he knows. There's no getting around that.
We'll be on the air on Wednesday for two and maybe three games on Wednesday during the Gateway Holiday Classic as things get rolling. So, again, the Lady Indians won today 65-16 over Lewis County. Lady Indians are playing really well. They have gone in 10 days from kind of a struggle to really playing well. We'll see if they keep it up this week in the Gateway Holiday Classic, and hope you'll plan on joining us. Thanks a lot to Jeff West, our studio engineer, and we'll join you again on Wednesday. Hope you'll be around. Hope you'll make it out to the Gateway Holiday Classic. And if you can't, hope you'll join us for the broadcast here on 1150 and 106.9. Again, a game that saw Hazard jump out 11-0 to begin the game. The Indians play really well throughout the remainder of the first half almost. It was 36-31. Then Hazard made a little run, a 9-2 run at the end of the first half, led it by a dozen, and then pretty much all Hazard in the second half, behind 36 points from Evan Eversole and 26 from Seth Caudill, their two leading scorers. They go to 9-0. Indians are now 3-6. Till we join you next week, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, this is Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for being with us, and from the John Combs Center at Perry Central High School, just outside of Hazard, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.